And heck, you probably know all this already, right? You have too many items on your to-do list, you get overwhelmed, you throw it out, and you go binge watch The Walking Dead.
Hi, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, you get my conversations with peak-performing thought leaders, creatives, and entrepreneurs. Every week, I bring you the latest scoop on what these incredible people do to succeed and how you can get their secrets and do it too. Whether we're talking about best practices for spending time creating, how to work the business part of your business, or how to keep in that innovative mindset so you can keep living and performing, you'll get practical and wise information to use in your work and in your life. And now, let's get on with the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg, and I am your host. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about beating overwhelm creatively. I hope you enjoy the show.
I want to be able to focus on practical, tactical, actionable guidance for you who want to embark on a creative life, but who might not know where to start, or who are struggling with your creative life and how to succeed being a creative in today's ever-changing, ever-flowing, challenging business world. So the self-made creative is going to be focusing on tactical. What can we do right now, this minute, to start improving our situation? What can we do to further our creative goals and also our success goals? Because both have to exist. The rest of the format of the podcast won't change very much, but you must know that this is about helping you succeed with your creative dreams. That's what it's all about for me. As many people as I can help do that, that's what I'm going to want to do. So today, I want to talk to you about the rule of threes. Now, everybody has to-do lists and to-do apps and all of that. And I'm here to tell you that if you have too many items on your to-do list, you'll get overwhelmed. And heck, you probably know all this already, right? You have too many items on your to-do list, you get overwhelmed, you throw it out, and you go binge watch The Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or something like that. And that's not what we want. We want to be able to tackle these things in a way that feels substantive, real, and it makes us feel like we're actually accomplish something because we are actually accomplishing something. So how do we do it? Well, in comes the rule of threes. The way to look at it is, you know how when you're looking at a phone number or a set of numbers, let's say you were giving somebody's social security number, not that it's anybody's, but you'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? Why is that? It's because we tend to chunk things up, and we chunk things up best in a three configuration. So if you want to work on a project today, a creative one or a business one or, you know, cleaning your house one, it doesn't matter what it is, don't try to do it all at once and see if you can break it up into bits of threes. So if you have a project, today, one of my projects was to upload a couple of more of my songs onto SoundCloud. I didn't go, I'm going to upload the songs onto SoundCloud. I broke those up into three. Create cover image. Find MP3 file. Open SoundCloud website. Okay, boom, I had those. Then, if I wanted to, in creating the cover image, for example, I'd go, what are the steps to creating a cover image? Search to find the right image for the song. Okay, so you could Google, or I always use my own photographs and images. So find the right image. Then title it, whatever it is. The name of the song is what I used. And save as a JPEG. Those are the three. So I broke it down even further. And you could keep doing that. Whatever project it is, you can make the project smaller and each time, only do rules of three, sets of three. Anything you're doing, if you do three of them, it's much easier for your brain to handle. So as I always say to myself, what's one thing I can do right now to improve things? What's one thing I can do right now to make progress, right? This is one way. Break it down into its tiny, tiniest little bits and pieces. Do three at a time. Title each thing its own project, and you'll be able to do it super easily.
I hope that's helpful to you, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you have, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to the show and join the community of people here who are living creatively and mindfully. My name, once again, is Isolde Trachtenberg. I hope that you listen, learn, laugh, and love a whole lot. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new. And if you like what you're hearing, please review it and rate it and let other people know. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, I'd love to meet you on patreon.com/innovativemindset. I also have lots of exclusive goodies to share just with the show's supporters there. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, keep living in your innovative mindset.